living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So I was really touched by this story of Charlotte Fiji. She has a syndrome that causes retractable seizures. It's called Dravet syndrome. And this documentary was about how marijuana might play a role in helping these children. As a matter of fact, since taking marijuana, that was the one thing that was able to start to control her seizures, which on several occasions almost killed her. So I was really touched by that, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the topic, can marijuana treat seizures and epilepsy? You know, and we've already seen, and I saw this in the documentary on CNN, and I also have read it in some other reports, that there are families with kids that have epilepsy, and they're moving to Colorado where marijuana is legal, and they feel really like that's their only option. You know, they've tried the drugs, they've tried certain surgeries, electrostimulation, they're doing all kinds of stuff, and nothing seems to be working. But there does seem to be some benefit when it comes to marijuana. So I want to talk about, can that really help? What's really going on there? And again, if you want, I think you can go to CNN.com. Dr. Gupta, who's their medical reporter, he has a page there that has a few of his documentaries that he's done, and that one is on there. It's called Weed, and I do encourage you to go check that out. It's a very touching story. Basically, Charlotte, nothing was working for her. The medicines weren't working. As I said, she had so many seizures back to back, a couple times she almost died. And the parents were really just, you know, stuck. I mean, what are they supposed to do? Watch their child die from Dravet syndrome, from these untreatable seizures? Of course not. So they had done some research. They had been told by their own doctor and a few friends that maybe marijuana could help. Now, they gave her, in the documentary, it came out that Charlotte was given a special strain of marijuana, okay? It's high in what is called cannabidiol and low in the psychoactive component called THC. So she's not getting high from this form, this strain of marijuana. It has a compound called CBD. And that compound has been shown to calm excited brain cells, and that's probably where it's helping with the seizures. And it was low in the psychotropic or psychoactive component, THC. Interesting, in the first day of treatment, Charlotte had significantly fewer seizures, just in the first day. And Charlotte's case is not unique. There are several other children with intractable seizures that have reported relief as well. And their cases more and more are being documented in the news and on online health websites. So, you know, here's the thing. You know, to me, this is a potential medical breakthrough. You know, and I think we need to really be studying this. Believe it or not, there are other doctors that have concerns about that. About this, and they aren't so quick to think that this is a medical breakthrough. And I think that's a shame, because I think it's only going to slow down the research in marijuana and its ability to treat epilepsy. Now, let's talk about this component, the cannabidiol, that is the CBD. It's been shown to be safe and non-toxic, with drowsiness as its most significant side effect. Now, keep in mind here, if drowsiness is your only side effect with this special strain of marijuana, hey, that's not so bad. Anti-seizure medications, they're horrible. I mean, they may prevent seizures, but they have all kinds of other side effects, especially to the gastrointestinal system. And kids just really, you know, they may have a decrease in the number and severity of seizures, which is good, but man, it really ruins their lives, and it really makes it tough on them and the whole family, to be honest with you. Now, this CBD component does seem to have the anti-convulsive and neuroprotective effects. We make a certain type of compound that are called the endocannabinoids. We make those naturally. And these are neurotransmitter-type chemicals that decrease the activity between brain cells. You know, when one brain cell shoots an electrical signal to the other, that kind of completes the circuit, which then allows you to think and have memory. But when you have seizures, those pathways are way too excited. And we have neurotransmitters that naturally calm all that down, and they fall under this class called endocannabinoids. And they help, you know, when people have higher levels of these more inhibitory chemicals, you know, you can see improvements in chronic pain, memory, sleep, mood. There's even some reports that immune function gets better, metabolism gets better, appetite improves. And it turns out the CBD that we're talking about here is very closely related to these internal endocannabinoids that your brain uses. Now, there's a specific receptor. It's called CB1. This is a cannabinoid receptor that when you attach a neurotransmitter to it, it slows down the activity between brain cells. And it is believed that CBD from marijuana does bind to that receptor. And that's the mechanism of how it decreases brain activity and may be able to help to decrease the seizures. Again, remember, this has been shown to be safe in small pilot studies in humans, and including kids, but largely in animal studies. These CBD compounds have been shown to be safe, to have anticonvulsant effects, and you know, when you look at the research and you read the conclusion of the researchers doing the studies, they all are saying the same thing. We need to look at the CBD component of marijuana and its effect to treat these intractable seizures, stuff like Dravet syndrome that Charlotte has. Now, there was a small clinical trial. About 4 out of 8 epileptics. These are people with epileptic seizures. These are seizures that really are just coming on all the time, hard to treat. 4 out of 8 taking CBD, right, from the marijuana, were almost convulsion-free, seizure-free during the experiment, and 3 showed partial improvement. So you're really talking about 7 out of 8 showing improvement, 4 dramatic improvement. That was a human study that was recent. It was published in Pharmacology. The first initial study was done in 1980, but it's been repeated a few times with the same results. And recently, just last year, it was repeated with the same results. So it does look like CBD is something that, first of all, has been studied in the past. Okay, we've been looking at CBD from marijuana for quite some time. For its pain effects, for its mood-altering effects. The 1970s, 1980s had an explosion of marijuana studies looking at CBD. It's time to bring that back, especially when you hear about cases like Charlotte and some of the effects that they can have. So the research examining the anti-seizure effects of marijuana, as I said, goes back many, many decades. And it's only recently that the media has showed a kind of a renewed interest in the topic. So I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Dr. Gupta did a wonderful job with that documentary called Weed. Again, go check it out at CNN.com and learn about Charlotte and how this special strain of marijuana has totally changed her life and has given her new hope and has really promised her a treatment that the drugs simply were not able to do. So we do need more research. I think this is a call out to the NIH, the United States government, the FDA. We need to be looking at this. We need to get rid of that stigma of marijuana and realize there are important antioxidants and compounds in it that have many benefits. And in specific, in this case, the CBD as an anti-seizure medication. It's time for us to take charge of this. And I encourage you to write your congressman and congresswoman to take a look at CBD and marijuana and encourage them to support clinical trials. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.